This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. India and the Nordic nations comprising Norway, Sweden, Denmark, Finland and Iceland have elevated their bilateral ties to a green technology and innovation strategic partnership. Mr. Modi made the announcement while addressing a joint press meet with leaders of Nordic nations after attending the third India-Nordic summit in Norwegian capital Oslo today. Prime Minister Modi said investments from Nordic countries in India rose by 200% in past decade.
10 वर्षों में हमारा बायलेटरल ट्रेड लगभग 4 गुना बढ़ा है नॉर्डिक देशों के इन्वेस्टमेंट फंड भी भारत की रैपिड ग्रोथ में अहम साझेदार बन रहे हैं पिछले एक दशक नॉर्डिक देशों से भारत में निवेश में लगभग 200% की बढ़ोतरी हुई है तेजी से बढ़ते ट्रेड एंड इन्वेस्टमेंट ने भारत की ग्रोथ स्टोरी में तो योगदान दिया ही है साथ ही नॉर्डिक देशों की अर्थव्यवस्थाओं में भी बहुत सकारात्मक भूमिका निभाई है और हजारों नए जॉब्स क्रिएट किए हैं
Prime Minister Modi affirmed that the relations between India and the Nordic countries are set to usher in a new golden era with the recently concluded trade agreements including Trade and Economic Partnership and India-EU Free Trade Deal. On terrorism, Mr. Modi said the two sides have a clear and united stand, no compromise, no double standards. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Ministers of Norway, Sweden, Iceland, Finland and Denmark reiterated their commitment to shared values of democracy, a rules-based global order and urgent reforms in multilateral institutions in today's changing world. Acknowledging India's global stature, they stressed the need for enhanced cooperation with New Delhi as countries sharing similar values, particularly to address the challenges of conflict and global disruptions. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi has arrived in Italy's capital Rome on the fifth and final leg of his five-nation tour after concluding his visits to Norway, Sweden and Netherlands and UAE. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan yesterday chaired a high-level meeting in New Delhi to assess preparations for the forthcoming NEET UG re-examination for admission to undergraduate medical education to be held on 21st of next month. Mr. Pradhan directed that all gaps identified in the earlier examination process must be comprehensively addressed and eliminated. The minister emphasized that re-examination must be conducted in a secure, seamless and foolproof manner under stringent security protocols. During the meeting, directions were issued to hold coordination meetings with district magistrate and superintendents of police across states to ensure robust monitoring and effective implementation of examination arrangements. The Supreme Court for the first time allowed euthanasia for rabid, incurably ill or demonstrably dangerous stray dogs, citing the need to protect human life and public safety. The Apex Court issued a series of directions aimed at addressing the growing stray dog population across the country. The order came in a suo motu case initiated on 28th of July last year, following media reports highlighting incidents of stray dog bites and rabies cases, especially among children, in the national capital. Meanwhile, the top court dismissed pleas seeking a recall of its earlier order on the relocation and sterilization of stray canines. The Kremlin has confirmed that Russian President Vladimir Putin will attend the BRICS summit scheduled to be held in September this year in New Delhi under India's chairmanship. The Russian embassy in South Africa, in a social media post, cited an aide to President Putin, Yuri Ushakov, as saying that the Russian president will attend the summit on 12th and 13th of September. This will be Putin's second visit to India in less than a year. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh reached Seoul yesterday on a three-day official visit to South Korea after concluding his Vietnam tour. In South Korea, Defence Minister Singh will hold bilateral talks with his counterpart, Ang Gyu-Pak. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Lucknow Supergiants by 7 wickets at Sawai Man Singh Stadium, Jaipur last night. Chasing a target of 221 runs set by Lucknow Supergiants, Rajasthan Royals scored 225 for 3 with 5 balls to spare. Earlier, Rajasthan Royals won the toss and opted to bowl. Put into bat first, Lucknow Supergiants made 220 for 5 in stipulated 20 overs. And that's the end of this news bulletin.